Give honor to God, who is the absolute King, head of my life. I thank God for being here this morning, all of the love and kindness that He has given us and shown us. I just thank God for another opportunity to give Him praise and minister to and with His people. Amen. Pastor Cole, would you hand me that certificate on the podium there? Amen. I wanna do something. This young lady wrote me a letter last week, and I got it. Christina Miranda. Thank you. Christina, I got your letter, and you should have it by the end of the week, okay? And I wanna add Pablo to the prayer. So if you can kind of read that, and we wanna make sure that we add him to the prayer. Let's pray over him today. And Sarah, I don't know when, if you listen to the prayer service, Pastor Sandy will probably say something about it when he signs it, but I want you to know that your certificate is done. I apologize for taking so long. Normally I get it out in like 10 days and I just miss it. And so I apologize, but as you can see, it is done. I've already got the envelope addressed, UPS tomorrow, okay? So God bless you. Sarah Juanita Matthews was baptized in March, huh? Oh, I've already turned it up, so they saw it already. but it's not a prayer request, it's a baptism. Baptism in Florida. Amen. So I want to make sure that we get this out to you. Amen.
Amen.
So, we got a lot of stuff going. We are on. Does anybody know how to pronounce that name?
Vimo.
Is Vimo or Vimo? Anybody?
Vimo.
Say it, baby.
Vimo.
Vimo? You guess what you're telling me?
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called? We're on what?
Vimo.
What Zoe said we're on.
Vimo, just.
Vimo, right?
Ignore the E and just Vimo.
Ignore the E?
Yeah, Vimo.
Well, why would they put the E there? You were supposed to Vimo make
this. It's fancy.
Okay, so we're on Vimo. My wife's like, move on, man. Well, I don't understand. It's a waste of space. Why would you put an E there? You can't use it. Okay.
Fancy.
Okay. It's on Vimo, YouTube, Twitter, Rumble, Instagram, and Facebook. We do live on Vimo and YouTube. We upload to Twitter, Rumble, and Instagram. Well, no, we do live on Instagram, yeah. Right? Live Instagram, live YouTube, live Vimo, upload.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And so, just so you know how to get in touch with me, so you know. And also, I want to talk about the. I want to do the prayer, the faith paper. Do I have time to do the paper? Go ahead. Okay. Amen. So we haven't done a faith paper in a long time. Okay. And so I would like to do the faith paper. If you don't have it, I'll be happy to send it to you. But it's in the books. Janelle updated the books. So if you go to Constant Contact, huh? It's an awesome book.
Yeah.
You like it?
I read it every morning.
Yeah.
What?
This is part of my prayer.
Oh my God. So awesome.
She didn't give me yours.
Huh? She didn't give me yours.
You only gave me one.
I got, baby, go back there in the back, look in that green cabinet, and it's yours.
Yeah.
It's blue cabinet. Colorblind. Okay, color sensitive. All right, whatever. Amen. So Amen. So I'm going to read the faith paper. Leslie, you got one? You got, okay.
That's,
you
ready?
Okay. Yes, I'm ready. By faith, I will not believe what I see, but what God has promised me. By faith, I will receive courage to step out and gain strength to go through. By faith, I will live by God's word each day, and His instructions I must obey. By faith, I am confident and assured with certainty that all my desires, hopes, and dreams can become a reality through God's will for my life. By faith, I will not be afraid, worry, or doubt, believing, trusting, and depending on God's power to work all things out to His own glory. By faith, I will receive God's promise and be a blessing to others. By faith, I will trust God's promise and give me my reward stored since the foundation of this world. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. And I did have the scripture where that...
Hebrews 11 and 1.
And this came from a poem taken from the poem Jesus, the Greatest Name I Knew, Volume 2 by Donna M. Volume 2 by Donna M. Walker. Amen. Donna M. Walker, God bless you and thank you. Amen. We've been doing that for... How long have we been in church?
Almost 18 years.
Amen. So I thank God for that. All right, Pastor Nicole, what you got?
Okay, so let's start with this one.
Yes, this is from...
This is from Christina. She is asking for prayer for Pablo. Mm-hmm. Pablo has kidney failure, and he's bummed out because he's been eating healthier, and he stopped drinking, but his kidney has not improved much. His sister has offered her kidney.
Wow.
And his birthday, his 49th birthday is coming up October 10th.
Wow. His sister? Wow. That's some love. That's some love. Amen. So for Pablo, right?
Yes.
Ruben, can I get you to stand in for Pablo?
Sure.
And Christina, we are going to be praying. We're going to be praying, Christina, that the Lord will do something, the Lord will touch Pablo in his body, that the Lord will minister to his heart and to his mind. We're gonna pray that if it's necessary for his sister to donate, first of all, that's incredible that his sister is willing to donate a kidney to her brother. That's awesome. And so we wanna pray for both of them and the entire family. We wanna pray that the Lord will bless this situation, amen. And we have Ruben standing in for Pablo.
Amen. Although Ruben's nowhere near 49 yet, but he's just going to have to pretend for right now. Amen. Hallelujah. For God himself is worthy to be praised, and I lift up his holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your altar this morning, as we stand before your people, as we stand before your throne, we give you praise and we magnify you because you are worthy. We ask, Father God, that if there's anything in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in our atmosphere that is not like you, remove it in the name of Jesus, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We stand in the gap for Pablo. Father, you understand what his situation is. You understand the environment. You understand what's going on in his body. You understand what he needs and what must be done. You can speak from your throne, Lord, and everything in his life will change. You can speak from your throne, Lord, that he is completely healed. You can speak from your throne and the healing process will begin. You can speak from your throne and give them a successful operation. Whatever you choose to do, that's what we're asking for right now in the name of Jesus. That your power will overshadow that situation and that your love will shine through so that they will know and understand that you truly are God. Whatever your perfect will is, touch Pablo and his family. We're praying for Christina. We're praying for the sister that will donate the kidney if it's necessary. We're praying. Love and kindness will flow through them so that people will see the love of God in them and that they will give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We're praying for Reuben. Father, whatever is necessary to keep him where he must be, let it be. Whatever it takes, Lord, to keep him where he must be in you so that he is rapture ready, let it be so. Whatever's necessary to keep him close to the cross, whatever it takes, because his soul is worth more than anything in this life.
Yes.
If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, kill it. If there's anything in his atmosphere that is not like you, remove it and fill it with your presence, your power, and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. I want to encourage everyone to please, please, please get the 101 book, especially the one that has been revised. Mm-hmm. What do you think about all those crowns?
I love them.
Is that awesome?
Yeah.
I think I put five crowns in there. And it's just amazing. What I can't even imagine what God has planned for us when we get there. It's exciting. It's crazy. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing, Leslie. What God has... I don't know. I've never been to heaven. I've had two visions in my lifetime about heaven, but I've never actually been in heaven. But when I did, when I was exposed to those two visions, I didn't see anybody flying on the cloud. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anybody planting their heart and just floating around. You know, we party. That's a one-time thing. We ain't living on no cloud when we get to heaven. It's a real place.
Yes.
It's an actual place. Is a place where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords himself lives. It is an actual place. And guess what? Ryan reminded me, he said, we always tell people about heaven, how heaven is an actual place. Hell is an actual place too.
Yes, it is.
People don't want to talk about that. Everybody will talk about how good heaven is, yeah. But nobody want to tell you that hell exists too.
Right.
And it does. And you've got a choice. It's either you're in heaven or you're not. You're not almost pregnant. You know, you're not almost a guy. You're not almost a girl. You're one or the other. Check your DNA. It'll tell you what you are. You're one or the other. You're either in or you're out. Don't fool around and miss heaven.
Amen.
Read, get that one-on-one book. We don't charge you for anything. We don't sell your email addresses. We don't charge. We don't sell your personal information. We don't do anything. This is the finance guy, girl, stand up, girl. Do we stuff?
No.
Do we sell any stuff? Anything? Do we give their? Do we trade their? Do anything?
No, we don't do any of those things. The only time we use your email is when you email us and we respond back to you.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right. So, so don't be scared to ask us. Well, I'm not a member. I'm not a member. I don't know if I should ask. I don't care if you're a member or not. If you're a member of the body of Christ, you're a member. Amen. And if you're not saved and you want the one-on-one book, please, especially you, because it'll if you take it to heart, it can change your whole life.
Amen.
Sensational says she reads it every day. It's like 40 pages. And she goes through the thing. It's a great read.
Yes.
It's awesome information. And it's stuff that they don't normally just teach you in church. You don't learn this stuff. This is stuff that the pastor, this is basic information your church is supposed to teach you. This is stuff that you learn going out the gate. This is stuff you learn when you start the battle. Not when you mid, you know, up to your neck or almost. This is basic stuff you need to know. And it's all stuff. Okay, I forgot to leave.
Yes.
I forgot this was prayer service and not Bible study. Go ahead, you can laugh, Zoe. It's all right. But you really need this. And I encourage you, if there's anything, Abigail, she's.
Huh?
If there's anything that you need that we can do to help you as a church, we have an incredible prayer team. We have an incredible prayer team that pray all through the week.
On Sunday, we have people, we have people around the world that are interested in blessing you. Take advantage while you can. Because one day, this is all going to be history.
Yes.
One day, prayer service at S4C will be history.
Yes.
One day, Pastor Sandy preaching about the rapture will be history. One day, people being able to just contact you and reach out to you and pray with you and minister to you without charging you, without you sending. Somebody sent me something for a service, for something, for us to do something for them. I put it in an envelope and I'm sending it back. I said, we don't charge people for stuff like that. We don't do that. I said, this, you family, we do. I put it in an envelope and send it back, because that's not what we're about. You know, the Lord put on many people's heart to bless the house. That's why we're still here. Amen. We don't have to rob you, steal from you, beat you down, you know, take the money out your kid's mouth just so we can have a fat check. That's not how it works. Amen. And we haven't robbed anybody.
No, but there's not one bad report about us taking money and making you, we got $49.95 for this. We don't do that because this is God's house. And if God can't support us, we don't need to be here.
Amen.
If God can't support his family, we don't need to be here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Amen. Ben. Thank you, honey. Thank you. All right. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. The Bible says laughter is good for the soul. My soul is all right. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so our first prayer is from Lee.
Lee.
I think earlier this year, we were praying for a 14-year-old boy named Wyatt
mm-hmm.
who had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the cancer has left.
Yes! Woo! Yes!
He has been healed of cancer.
Yes!
However, the treatment mm-hmm. has affected his immunity.
Yes.
And he contracted COVID.
Uh-huh.
So he is currently in the hospital in situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a hard time regulating his body temperature.
Yeah.
So it ranges from 94 degrees to 105.5 degrees.
Whoa!
And so we're asking for prayer in advance for his healing.
Yes.
His body, his immune system to be restored.
Sensational. Come here, honey. You stand in for what's the child's
Wyatt.
Name? You're going to stand in for Wyatt. Lavi is Señor de mí. Enemy gets mad when God shows up and shows out. Enemy gets mad. Good. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, continues to believe, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This young man sounds like a believer. This soldier sounds like a believer. Amen. Anoint my hands. Come on, baby. Come on up here. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus himself said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, Jesus said, I have gone to prepare a place so that where to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you have the option, the ability. You can be there with me if you want.
Yes.
It's an option. It's not mandatory that you die and go to heaven. It's an option, but it's an option that you must choose. You don't get it by default. You get it by request. Amen?
Amen.
You must ask God for salvation. Salvation don't just jump on you. You ask God for salvation. You ask God to forgive you of your sins. And you ask God to receive you unto himself. When you ask, it shall be given.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. If you're seeking God, you'll find him. Yes. If you knock on the door, who's the door?
Jesus.
If you connect with the door, you'll get in.
Yes, yes.
Anybody ever see that way before? I never did. Ask and it shall be given. I'm asking for salvation. I'm asking for a relationship in God. Ask and it shall be given. I'm seeking the Lord. Anybody that's seeking the Lord will direct them
yes.
to him.
Yes.
He directed me. I didn't know which way to go. The Lord sent people to me to pull me in the right direction. When that person's job was done, he handed me off to somebody else. When that person's job was done, he handed me off to somebody else until I got where he wanted me to be so he can, amen. Y'all follow?
Amen.
So I sought him. He found me.
Yes.
I knocked on the door. Jesus, let me in. Yeah. He's like, come on in. I've been waiting on you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open.
Amen.
Amen. Give me your hands, baby. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Wyatt, right?
Yes.
Yes. Leslie, come stand right here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for Wyatt, Lord, you've already delivered him from so much. You've already blessed him from so much. But the enemy is still trying to attack, or the body is reacting to the things that happen to it. And Father, we need your help. We need your healing. We need your deliverance. If there's anything in this atmosphere, like you, we need you to remove it.
Yes,
We need you to cleanse his heart and mind. We need you to free him from what the enemy is trying to do to him. We need you to clear the atmosphere so that he will have grace, more faith, more mercy. Father, we're asking that you would touch in a manner that only you can touch. That you would heal him to the point where others will wonder what happened. How is this even possible?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Where people will ask questions, how did he get healed? We didn't do it. What happened? So that somebody's mind will be stirred. Lord, Wyatt and his family needs your help. And we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would move by the sound of our voice. For every person that's praying for Wyatt, I need everyone that can to pray for Wyatt right now. I need every person that knows who Jesus is, every person that knows how to pray, I need you praying for Wyatt right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying for life. We're praying for healing. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for Wyatt. As Sensational stands in for Wyatt, we're praying for complete healing. As Sensational stands in for Wyatt, we're praying for peace in his heart and his mind. As she stands in for Wyatt, we're praying, Lord, that you would give him what he needs to be the witness that you have called and created in him to be, Father. Let it happen, Father. According to your will, let it be so. According to your will, let him stand up and give God praise. According to your will, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you in advance. We thank you in advance. We magnify you in advance for what you are about to do. Is I hear something? What is being done right now, Father? What's being done right now? We're praising you in advance. Lord, you can destroy the enemy's plans. Lord, govern, regulate the fever, touch the body, restore it and renew it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' righteous name we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody talk to us about Wyatt. Tell us what's going on with Wyatt. Our faith, thank you, Leslie. Our faith is here. Our faith is here. God is able. God is able. God is able. Father, send believers to come in the medical staff. Send believers that will care for Wyatt. Send people that trust in you, Father. Send your angels into that room. And deliver Wyatt. Good morning, Pastor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. Pastor Andrea, there's a little green box in there that says Listerine. Please give that box to me. Amen. I'm offending myself. Amen. Come on. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Yeah, we're going to hold off on the hug thing. Amen. I'm going to take a couple because I don't want to hurt nobody. Amen. All right. What? Amen. There you go. Thank you very much. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, son. Good morning. Amen.
Hallelujah. So we have several from Warhammer.
Okay.
The first one is for herself.
Okay.
She says,
how's her husband, I wonder?
She says, Maranatha.
Yes.
I have my port in and will receive the toxic chemical infusion on Wednesday for the next 16 weeks. The rotator cuff in her left shoulder has been causing her pain and sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm.
So she's asking for prayer.
Yes. Pastor Dre, can you stand in for Warhammer?
All right.
Can we do the hug thing now? I took a Listerine.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You can smell it from over there. Amen. Hey, that's a much better smell. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's much better than it was. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Deke. Rev, good morning. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. And so she's going in.
She's already received the infusion.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be with that for 16 weeks.
Yes.
And then wow. She's also having issues with her rotator cuff.
Man.
She's causing a lot of pain and sleepless nights.
Yeah. Abigail, what's the name of the young lady does the, when you can listen to it in the car?
Audio.
Yeah, the
podcast?
Yes.
Cat.
Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Cat, right?
Cat. Yeah.
Cat. Okay. I just want to give praise to God for sending her to us.
Yes.
Every time I check, huh? Really? 16 weeks?
I had him for almost a year.
What? Wow. Okay. So we want to. Where'd my girl go? Amen. We want to pray for Warhammer first, and then we want to pray for Warhammer Cat, and Karen Fox. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world. How's Paris?
Wonderful.
She
Thank
said he's
Jesus.
Wonderful.
Yes.
You're not saying that just because that's your no. baby boy, are you?
No, he's doing good. I just thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ain't God good?
Yeah.
And I have you some oils now, so
yes.
you don't have to
so
use
we can keep
other
using
stuff.
Cooking oil.
Yeah. When I saw that, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get this girl
That's
some oil.
A shame. I give it away.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking I have so much of it, but clearly. Amen.
Yeah, we gonna get
Hallelujah.
You some real oil, okay? Amen.
Hallelujah. And I, you know, we was praying from that cup all week.
All
I
week?
Was anointing everybody.
I ain't mad at you, girl.
I don't know what it was. I was like, okay, well, come on. We're about to do this. Pastor,
oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Ow. Lord help us.
Hey.
Amen. Woo, yeah, we're going to grease her down after service, y'all. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand here before your presence, as we stand here before your glorious presence, not just your presence, but your glorious presence, we give you praise. We magnify you. Father, our sister Warhammer
yes.
is about to go through some things. She's in. She has begun. And Father, you can deliver her.
Yes.
Father, she is a warrior.
Yes.
On the front line, on the battlefield, continue to bless her, mm-hmm. touch her body,
yes.
touch her spirit, her husband,
yes.
and his body.
Yes,
so young. Father, you are more than capable of speaking a word, and it is done. You are more than capable of sending out your will. You are more, this is nothing to you, Father.
Yes.
This is just a word to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is your word that changed the world. It is your world that created the world in the first place.
Yes.
And Father, we're asking that you would speak a word to our sister, mm-hmm. to her husband, yes. to her family, to her situation, to her atmosphere, that you would get all the praise, you would get all the honor, and you alone deserve will get all the honor. We bless you, my Lord. We pray for resolution and for a quick healing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes.
I want to know how her husband's doing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning.
Okay.
Sarah
Tennessee said the prayer was for
Maria.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that prayer was for Maria, not for Warhammer.
Not for Warhammer. Okay. Right. It was for Maria?
Yes.
Okay.
Marie.
Okay. Thank you, Asia.
Okay. Thank you.
The Lord know who it was for.
Right.
Amen.
Our prayer is concerning Pablo. So we have been praying for Pablo for quite some time.
Yes, I remember.
His neck. And they were waiting for, he had gotten sick, and they were waiting for him to get well from that, to recuperate
mm-hmm.
from the neck surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week the Lord called Pablo home.
Yeah.
And so we want to keep praying for his daughter, Myra.
Yes.
And the family as they deal with the passing of Pablo.
Yes.
We also want to continue to pray for Myra, who is also dealing with some health issues as well.
Okay. Amen. Pablo is where we're all headed, where we're trying to be. Amen. No more suffering, no more pain, no more issues. Amen. He knows stuff we don't know.
Right.
He knows stuff we wish we knew.
Right.
Amen. He know where God lives. I just know what city he live in. I don't know what house he live in. Amen. He might have even seen the house of the Lord. I don't know. Amen. She's calling you. He's probably done met Paul, James, and John, all the apostles, Moses. He probably done met. He probably ain't thinking about us. I know I wouldn't be. Amen. He up there. Good morning, little sis. Good morning. He's up there being with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't mad at him. A little jealous of what he got that we don't got yet. I know I said that wrong, so what? But but we'll be, if we do this thing right, we'll see Pablo. Amen. We'll be able to meet Pablo for the first time. If we do this thing right, Pablo will be waiting to meet us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I do want to pray for those that were that his loved ones that were left here. I want to pray. What's her name, Nikki? Myra. Myra. And what's the daughter's name?
Myra.
Or what's the other person?
The person that's asking for prayer over the Warhammer.
Okay, but no, there was a companion with Pablo. No. I thought no. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are aware of the situation. You have our brother in your hands. Couldn't be in better hands. We thank you. No more pain, no more suffering, no more battling, no more fighting. It's done. He's won the race. It's done. It's finished. Now we're praying for the loved ones that have been left here, that we pray will soon meet with him as we travel. Father, we're praying that you would give them comfort, that you would give them peace, and that you would give them resolution, so they will not fall back, but instead press forward. Any sins, remove it. Anything in their atmosphere, in their life that's not like you, cancel it out. Let them stay focused with their hearts and minds stayed on thee. Touch them in their bodies. Touch them in their minds, in their homes, in their spirits. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Warhammer also sent a message. Her husband is doing well. She said it comes and goes, but he's doing
well. Amen. Praise God. Listen, prayer changes things.
Yes.
Prayer, you can watch prayer in action. Have you ever just paid attention to the prayers that go up and then God send the resolution as we, he said, I heard you before you called, which means he was expecting it.
Right.
And then I answered while you were yet speaking, which means he had already prepared the answer for the prayer before you even knew you needed to pray.
Right.
So as soon as you prayed, he's like, and it was a done deal.
Amen.
What kind of God is that? How much power does this dude have? He knows your issues before you know your issues. And he prepared a solution for your problem before you even knew you had a problem. And before you could complete the sentence, he had already sent it down for you. What kind of, who wouldn't want to serve that God?
Amen.
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 Pastor, am I right? Who was that? That's why he can heal you just like that. Because he had the answer already ready.
Amen.
Whatever you're dealing with, it is no surprise to God. You cannot surprise God. Lord, I know you weren't expecting me to do this. The Lord's like, I knew you were going to do this before you were born. Lord, I know I didn't mean to surprise, throw this quick one on you, Lord. The Lord said, I knew this before I created the earth. I knew this day was going to come that you were going to do it. And I knew, he's already, you cannot surprise God.
Amen.
You just can't.
Amen.
You can't surprise him and you can't fool him.
Amen.
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 And so you might as well fess up, get cleaned up, and move on, because you the only person you tricking is you. The only person you fooling is you. I'm going to do this. The Lord don't know. I'm going to do this. And the Lord got a big old spotlight right there. An angel on both sides watching you, writing it down. Amen. Do you all know what scribe angels are? Anybody know what a scribe angel is? A scribe angel take notes of everything that happens. Everything that goes on. There are angels that are watching. What do you think God put in that big old book? Your picture? He's got a book of life. There you go. You said... He got stuff in that book. Well, what do you think he got? He's got scribe angels writing down your every thought, your every move, your every desire, your every lie, your every deception, everything you think, say, and do. Every time you give an offering, what was the mindset when you gave that offering? He was doing it to get a blessing. Scratch that off. You know, when you fed that homeless person, what were you thinking? He was thinking there was a dirty dog. Ding, you didn't go any credit for that. Everything you say and do is being written down. And the only person that is unaware that God is completely aware is you. So you might as well fess up while you can, get it right while you can, because you ain't fooling nobody. Satan got you thinking you outsmarting God, and he just laughing at your stupidity. He's just laughing because he know you stupid. You got sister, you think you smarter than God. I'm gonna do this, but God gonna think I'm doing this, and I'm gonna say this, but God gonna think I mean that. And God's like, but people do that. And here's the thing, they do it for so long, they start believing their own lie. They do it for so long. You ever see people that you know don't know the job, but they've been doing it for so long they can fake it for a minute? And you're like, they don't know what they're doing. Have you seen people that don't know what they're doing, but they want you to think they know what they're doing, but everybody knows that they don't know what they're doing? Yeah. But they've been at it for so long, and they're scared to, you know? You can't fool God. Stop trying to fool God. You're wasting time. This is the time you can be using to get right with God. Not trying to fool God, because the only fool is you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen? All right, I know y'all ain't listening, but I'm going to say it anyway. Amen. I know I'm going to say it anyway. I know they're not listening, but I'm going to say it anyway, Pastor. I'm going to say it. You know, you got people sitting in church, I can't wait for the rapture. And you just cussed out your wife. God, I'm like, what rapture are you waiting on? Because I don't see you. There must be a couple different ones. Because I don't know which one you're talking about. Yeah, you understand what I mean? You know, I can't wait on the rapture. You know what? Where are you going? Where are you going? Come on, really? Come on. It's legal. Prostitution is legal too in some states. That don't make it right. The Bible says all things are lawful, but not expedient. Just because you can don't mean you should.
Right.
Amen. You're professing Christ. So you walking around coming out of a marijuana pot shop don't look good. Amen. Well, it's legal. All right. Go on to Vegas. Take $20. That's legal too. See what happens. Amen. Amen. I've said too much now. Y'all got quiet on me. All right. Go ahead, Pastor. Well, you know when you're hitting deep because people don't say anything.
Right.
Amen. They just get real quiet. Amen. Good morning, G.
Amen. So we have a praise report.
Yes.
Last week we were praying for Ron. His wife, Louise, asked us to pray for him because he had a wire in his pacemaker.
Yes. I remember. And it came loose.
He had surgery to have that repair.
Mm-hmm.
And it is working well. He had his checkup. Everything is intact and working properly.
Yes. Amen. God is awesome. Hey, Jacqua and company. Amen. Jacqua and her gang.
She said that she picked up their daughter from the airport, and she's going to stay with them for 2 weeks. So now he has two people yelling at him.
Amen. Boy, you better be still. Let them women take care of you. Amen. God bless them in the name of Jesus. That is awesome. That is truly a praise report.
Amen. Our next prayer is from Lisa. We have been praying for her friend Sydney, who was in the hospital with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a respirator. He is doing much better now.
Thank you. Amen. Was that last week we prayed?
Probably, but I just know that we have prayed for him.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Amen. Come on. Thank you so much for sending us your praise reports. We really, really, really appreciate it. We don't know. Let me share something with you. We have no idea the number of people that we're affecting with this service. We don't know how many people are affected with the prayers that we pray, the prayer team, the pastors. We have no idea who's affected. We don't know how many people are blessed, because you pray and bless one person, and that person pray and bless one or two other people, and then that person pray and bless, and then it's just, it goes. We have no idea who all's being affected, how many people are being blessed. And if you don't share from time to time with us, we don't know. I mean, it won't stop us. We're gonna keep praying, but we don't know how big this thing is. We're all over the world. We're everywhere. Pastor Drew, are we everywhere? We're everywhere. We're everywhere. And the only reason that that's possible is that God set this thing up. God did this. It's not that Pastor Sandy is such a great guy. It's not that I'm such a great guy. It's that God is such a great God.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. It's because God is such a great God. I told Pastor Sandy years ago, I said, Pastor Sandy, between me and you, we make one good pastor. He can't take the credit for all. God knows I can't take the credit for all. God gets the credit for everything.
Yeah.
Amen, because that's how it happened. Amen. Amen. I could go on, but I won't. Amen. We got more?
I want to share the praise report that we didn't have time to share last week.
Please and thank you.
Okay, so this was from Zion.
Stand up, woman. Stand up. Yes, please and thank you.
This was from Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a older brother. His name please forgive me if I pronounce it wrong. It's Ifuk. And for 2 decades, he was following the teaching of a woman from Vietnam who claimed that she was the Holy Spirit.
And whoa, stop. She said she was the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Let me finish.
All right.
Okay. So
I just want to make sure I heard it right.
She claimed she was the Holy Spirit and the one who takes people to heaven and forgive mankind.
Stop. Sin. Stop. Stop. She the Holy Spirit. She take people to heaven. And she's responsible for people getting in.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Wow.
She called herself Supreme Master.
I got a couple of names for her too.
She quoted from the Bible.
Whoa, wait. She called herself Supreme Master. Did I hear you right?
You heard right.
All right, go ahead. Because
right.
I got plenty to say.
Okay. So she also quoted from the Bible. But Zion noticed that she twisted the scriptures by making
wait. She the Holy Spirit. Yes. I just want to make sure I got this right.
Yes.
She the Holy Spirit. She was the one in Jesus when he was on the cross ministry. She was the one. She okay. Go on. Just go on.
Okay. 2 weeks ago, her second elder brother, Ricky, told her that the eldest brother, Ifuk, has left the woman's teaching.
Yes!
Amen. Wait, because you can't just leave. You can't just kick a demon out of the house and not replace
right.
with someone stronger.
But he ain't with that one.
All right. No, hold on now. He's left the woman's teaching.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And she says, I praise and thank Abba Father for answering prayers. My brother Ifuk is now seeking the true God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He followed this woman for 20 years. And he is now seeking the true God.
Thank
Amen.
God. Thank God. Yes. Amen.
She's just asking that we continue to pray over him and his family.
Yes.
Continue to seek the truth.
Yes.
That they will be, the house will be filled.
Yes.
With
yes.
Jesus.
Listen, did she just text that or is she?
No, this was from last week.
I want, if we can get an email address or something, I want to reach out to her because we want to send her some information, some study materials, some Bibles if they need it. We want to send them whatever we can to help the process if we can.
Yeah.
And so what's her name?
Zion.
Her name is Zion. So Zion, if you're listening, contact one of these pastors or me. Contact one of us. Get in the chat room. We need your email address or some way to contact you so that we can see what we can do to help bring him up to speed.
Amen.
Amen. Because if he wants out and he wants our God, we were just talking about that. Amen. We were just talking about ask and it shall be given, seek and he shall find. Amen. Yeah. Greg, what you got?
I think it's very
important. Oh, you got an email address? Good.
I think it's important that he realized that she was twisting the scripture. So that means he had to been reading and studying.
Ah, amen, amen, amen. That's right. He recognized, yeah. 20 years, 50 years. The point is, he out. Amen. Some of y'all been in marriages that long. You didn't realize that him beating on you wasn't right. Amen. But now you out. Amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You've been taking drugs for 40 years, and now you realize that ain't right. What happened in the past is not as important as what's happening now.
Amen.
Amen. I read something on somewhere. It says when people bring up your past, you tell them
about your future.
But that's good too. You tell them God already paid the price. If you got a problem with it, talk to him.
Oh yes.
Amen.
Because people, Jesus paid it all. People love bringing up what you used to be.
Yeah.
I used to be 12. Nobody bring that up.
Right.
Okay. I used to be 21. Nobody bringing that up. You want to bring up something? Bring up something that we both can enjoy. Amen.
Oh,
hello. You know, people bring up your past. You tell them Jesus paid. That's no longer mine. Amen. Amen. What have we got? Amen. That's it. Amen. Y'all, anybody in the chat room got something to say? Amen. Because I didn't talk nearly long enough as I should have. Because we still got time. I ain't talk long enough. Long enough. Y'all heard her talk. Well, you, Abigail, what you amen in back there for? See, this ain't right. This ain't right. Amen. Well, I guess I'm going to go on and sit down since people. Leslie, what you think? Should I go on and sit down?
Amen.
Oh, Leslie, not Leslie. Oh, Lord. Amen.
Love you.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Well, did I read the faith paper yet?
You did.
Oh, man. I opened up with the faith. I can't get nothing else to do. All right. Y'all don't need some prayer because I'm open. I'm ready to go. No, all right. Stand to your feet. Amen. Amen. Pastor, you tired too?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Self-inflicted.
Oh. Amen. We give God praise and we magnify him for all that he and all that he's done. Amen. They're not giving me any more information, so I guess I'm going to have to shut up for now. Amen. If you get a, I heard two amens at least. Raymond, give me that one-on-one book. I think I'm gonna lay hands on a couple people when we're off air. No, the book, son. Amen. I just want you to make sure that you go ahead and get this one-on-one book, the updated one. Sensational says she reads it every day. It's an awesome book. It will simply teach you things that you should already know, and you'd be surprised what the church has not taught you. Amen. You'd be surprised. They're so busy digging in your pocket till they never planted anything in your spirit. Amen. Amen. And this, it's free. Come on. Now, today, there ain't going to be no more. One day, this will be it. Might be the day. You just don't know. So I'll email a hard copy. I'll send you a hard copy. I'll email you a PDF. It doesn't matter. You can go on Constant Contact and click on, and you can print it down yourself. It's yours. My job is to make sure that you have what you need to eat. Now, if you don't eat, that's your problem. But my job is to make sure that you have what you need to eat so that you can eat. Amen. That's all my job. That's all I do. My job is to make sure you have it and to make sure that it gets out to you. Once I've done my part, you can't blame us for nothing. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for this opportunity this morning to give you praise, to magnify you and to lift you up. We thank you for every prayer that has gone out. We thank you for the online prayer warriors that are praying for people that need prayer, that are ministering to those. We pray. We thank you, Lord, the awesome group of people that make S4C S4C.
Right.
Every person that prays, every person that calls up somebody, every person that emails an encouraging word, every person that sends a praise report, a thank you, an offering, a tithe, every person that just share the message with somebody else. every person that just lays down on their face and say, Father, help us. Every person, no matter what their place was, every place is important. Every person is important. And we cherish everything you've done. We ask that you bless them, feed them, keep us safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected. Lord, we pray that the next time we meet, it will be in the clouds. But if it is your will, we'll see them next Sunday, Wednesday and Thursday. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Amen. All right.